Friends, is there ever a time when there is no hope? Do you ever feel helpless? Let's think about hope today, biblical hope. From the International Gospel Hour, stick around.
On Jordan's thorny banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, greetings and hello, everyone. Great to have you once again. We appreciate you tuning in today for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. We also appreciate our Jay Webb, and you'll hear from Jay throughout our broadcast. Let's get right to it, friends. Let's look in the Scripture at the time when God's people said, "Our hope is lost." We turn the Bible to Ezekiel 37, and the first 14 verses read as follows. "The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' So I answered, 'O Lord God, you know.' Again he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord." Oh, friends, may the Lord always bless us with the reading, the hearing, and the application of His Word. The vision of Ezekiel is seeing that valley of dried up bones joined together and restored with life. Now, in the context, this is after Jerusalem was destroyed and there was no nation left. They acknowledged there is no hope, verse 11. Now, we know how they returned, and the prophets said that they would return to Jerusalem, but again, they found it hard to believe. So, with our lesson from Ezekiel 37, verse 11, we're going to ask, is there a time when hope is lost? Well, in a general sense, friends, the answer is a strong no. The story is told of a very distraught and troubled young man speaking to his preacher. Life had not been the best for this young man. Circumstances arose, and the choices he made were not the best for him. He looked at his preacher and asked, "Is there any hope?" To which his preacher replied, "My young friend, there is always hope." However, friends, would we not do well looking at hope in light of the Scripture? Let's think today about true biblical hope. What does the Scripture say? Now, please know this is part one of two studies, and there's so much here we cannot cover it all in our allotted time, so I want you to note this so you can plan for the conclusion through the option of which you hear our broadcast. And let's also add the following from our J-Web concerning previous broadcast.
Hello, friends. Please know that any previous broadcasts from the International Gospel Hour are available at our website, internationalgospelhour.com, and also available on several podcast platforms. Maybe we're on your favorite podcast site. Just search for International Gospel Hour, and you can find previous broadcasts. They're always there 24/7 for you to listen or even to download. And now, let's continue our study.
Friends, let's biblically define the word hope. Sometimes one may say, well, I hope things will get better. Well, friends, how do we mean that? Many times, that is a wishful thought rather than a willing confidence. Sometimes we hope, but we have no basis on which to hope. When we allow the Bible to define hope, now we'll be getting somewhere. I want to spend a few moments in Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words that take the Greek word and define it in biblical terms or the meaning of the word in its original language. When you look at hope in the New Testament, it is a favorable and confident expectation, and it has to do with the unseen and the future. Allow Romans 8, 23 through 25 to explain. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, now he's referring there to Christians, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope, for why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. In other words, the Christian will persevere, will deal with the things ahead because there is hope of life eternal. Hope is also described as a happy anticipation of good, and that's the most frequent significance of Scripture. You find that in Titus 1, verse 2 and 1 Peter 1, 21. Then from Acts 16 and verse 19, as well as Colossians 1, 27, the ground upon which hope is based. And I love the Colossian text there of Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, do you find that hope is stronger to the Christian to whom Christ is in the Christian and the Christian is in Christ? It's the object upon which the hope is fixed. So our hope is in Christ. Our hope is in God and His promises. 1 Timothy 1, verse 1. Now, such anticipation, once again, it's based on that solid ground, the hope of Christ in us, and the object, Christ Himself, who is our hope, again, 1 Timothy 1 and verse 1. While hope is commonly defined as a desire and an expectation, true hope is affirmed in the one who is obedient to Christ, for in Christ is hope. And friends, our hope is not lost when one is obedient to Christ. Is our hope lost while we live? Well, not if you will obey the gospel. If one refuses to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, one is refusing hope, blessed hope that redeems and saves. In Romans 1 and verse 16, Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. In it, that is the gospel, in it is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, for as it is written, the just shall live by faith. You see, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed to let us know what we need to do. When one obeys the gospel of Christ, one will believe the gospel of Christ, as we're taught that faith is necessity to please God, Hebrews 11, 6. We are able to repent of our sins, to change our decision and change our direction, Luke 13, 3 and 5, and Acts 2, 38. To confess Christ, Acts 10, 32, Philippians 2 and verse 11, and yes, to be baptized into Christ, baptized into His death, Romans 6, 3 through 6, raised to walk in a newness of life. You see, an individual that obeys the gospel, they have that eternal hope. And when we go to Romans 5, verses 1 through 5, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Then as we face our trials, our tribulations and struggles, that works patience. It helps us to endure. It gives us experience, and that experience helps us grow in hope. As obedient souls, one is saved by hope, Romans 8:24. As obedient souls, one rejoices in hope, Romans 12 and verse 12. And an obedient soul continues in that which they had begun, or what they had begun, rather, they continue. Colossians 1:23, to the Christian, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. You see, while we live, folks, let's look at the hope that we can embrace and enjoy in this life. No, my friend, hope is not lost. But let us embrace and obey hope, and we will not be lost when we're obedient unto God. Let's think on these things a little further. Maybe I've prompted you to look at, do I really have hope in Christ? And this is where I like to pause and share our Bible study course that's available absolutely free. Here's our J-Web.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try, and it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
What a blessing today to talk about true biblical hope that can be applied in our lives. And we're going to continue these thoughts in our next broadcast, so stay with us. But for now, friends, thank you for joining me today on this study from the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and as always, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.